好的音乐。
Before I begin my message, I'd like to have a word of prayer.
在我开始讲之前，让我们有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for the worship that we corporately have experienced already.
父啊，我们感谢你，让我们今天一起能够来这边赞美，感谢你。
And our being here together this April morning, 2010, reflects the history of what happened 2,000 years ago.
在2010年4月的今天这个早上，我们在这里聚集，实在是反映了2000多年前你所做的事。
And we don't come because our parents make us come. We don't come out of habit, but we come to praise and worship the risen Savior, the miracle of this day.
我们来到教会不是因为我父母强制我，或者是我们一个习惯。我们来乃是我们感谢赞美，赐给这复活升天的主。
May we never forget that.
因为我们永远不能忘记你的恩典。
I pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
祷告父奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
For a moment, before we look at some of the texts I have for you, I'd like you to think about power.
今天早上在我开始讲用圣经经节讲到的时候，我希望你们大家来思想一下这个大能。
I'm not sure what comes to your mind when you think of this word, but I have a few ideas for you.
对，我不知道你们当你们讲能力的时候，你们脑筋里面是有些什么想法，但是我这边有几点来跟你一起分享。
One time when I lived in Pennsylvania, I went to see a big freighter and was asked to come and see the engine room of this huge freighter.
今天我去费城的时候，我去看了一个很大的一个机器，它那里面有很大的一个引擎。
The engine was the size of really this room or bigger.
这个引擎就好像跟我们这个教会一样大。
And the pistons that drove the engine were as long as this room as they moved back and forth.
那个机关那个引动发动这个引擎的操作这个引擎就像这么长一样的做。
When you think of power, you think of an engine that can take you literally anywhere in the world.
如果你们想到这个引擎可以把你们真的带到世界每个地方去。
There's another image that comes to my mind when I think of power. I think of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
当我们讲到这个能力的时候，我也想到当初投下的两颗原子弹在广岛。
The destructive power of the atom.
因为那时候我们在看到这个破坏的能力，这个原子弹的破坏能力是这么样的大。
And destroyed in moments. Hundreds of thousands of lives, a very powerful yet very destructive force.
这样的能力在几秒之间就摧毁了所有的生命，这让我们非常看这是一个摧毁的能力。
That's another kind of power, isn't it?
这是不同的一种能力。
I just finished the book entitled The Devil's Casino. It's a story of the founders of Lehman Brothers.
我今天我看了一本书，刚刚看完一本书，是讲到说，founder of the devil，
devil，
OK， 是魔鬼的一个创始者，他是讲到那个李曼弟兄的那个金融机构。
Now， I didn't give this to her before. This is all new. So you'll get even with me afterwards.But these four men that founded this company regularly would ride in one car from Long Island into the new corporate headquarters of Lehman Brothers.
这个李曼弟兄他们开始的是四个弟兄，他们每天就是坐一部车子一起从长岛然后到纽约来上班。
And they wanted to make a firm that would stand together, and they did not want to be corrupted by the power of money.
他们当初原来要成立这个公司，是希望成立一个公司，这个公司能够不被这些腐败的这种组织来破坏的。
This author, she chronicled the lives, she gave a biography of these four men, and the fall, the failure of Lehman Brothers.
所以这个书是讲的从他们怎么样建立这个公司，然后到最后这个公司怎么样的垮台。
In the end, these four men who had ridden to work together every day, in the end, these men hated each other.
刚开始的时候，他们这个四个人是一起 坐一起坐一部车子去上班，到最后他们互相之间的埋怨恨憎恨彼此。
They had attained so much wealth that one of the men, had 30 personal servants.
他们实在是得到世界上所有的丰富，有一个人他有30个私人助理。
And that's the power of money. And they said at the end, it corrupted us, it changed us.
所以这里他就讲到，在他书里面最后讲说，这个金钱的能力最后使我们改变了，使我们腐败了。
We've seen political power corrupt people.
我们也看到政治的能力使人腐败。
We've seen the destructive force of atomic energy.
我们也看到原子能它做着破坏的工作。
And you can chronicle the lives of those that have made millions and millions of dollars and how the power of money has destroyed them.
我们也可以从很多事实上看到，许多人得到金钱的时候，他如何被腐败。
But I want to share with you the power, the transforming power this morning of Jesus Christ.
但是今天早上我跟你们分享神复活的大能如何来改变我们的生命。
And this Easter day, it talks about Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Jesus Christ was declared with power to be the Son of God.
今天早上我们要用罗马书第一章第四节讲到说，从死里复活以大能显明是神儿子的主耶稣基督。
The resurrection was not a group of scared disciples sneaking in and carrying away the body of Jesus Christ. He was declared in power to be the Son of God.
这个复活不是几个害怕的门徒他们来偷偷把这个尸体偷走了，而是神用复活的大能来宣扬他的能力。
Some others will say the resurrection was Jesus Christ as he was in the tomb and the coolness of the tomb sort of healed him and then slowly pushed away the stone and crawled out.
有的人说这个复活乃是因为主耶稣他放在坟墓里以后，那个冷的空气使他好像慢慢就恢复了，所以他就有了能力，然后把那个石头移开，然后复活了。
The Bible says that Jesus Christ was declared in power to be the Son of God. He didn't swoon in the tomb. He came forth powerful as an atomic energy weapon or a reactor.
但是圣经里面却讲说，耶稣基督是用大能来显明他的能力，他用大能来显明他是神的儿子，就跟这些破坏的这些原子能的能力是不太一样的。
What I'd like to do with you this morning is examine how this power works in real people's lives.
我今天要跟你们一起分享，来看这个复活的大能能够在我们真实的人身上怎么样的改变。
It's one thing to study power in other people's lives, but to look at how Jesus changed lives, that's the focus of what I want to talk about.
我今天并不是要给你们看人的改变，而是要看耶稣的能力怎么样来改变一个人的生命。
And he did it in the first century, and he's done it in the 20th century, and he's doing it in the 21st century.
当他第一世纪他怎么做，在二十世纪他也是怎么做，今天到二十一世纪他还是在继续改变。
Now I'd like to look just for a moment about what happened today about 2,000 years ago. What happened already this morning?
今天早上我要跟你们一起分享2000年前的今天神是怎么来做的。
And the first slide is the timeline of this first Easter Sunday.
今天我要跟你们一起看的是那一天那个复活节的早晨那个时间表是怎么样。
And the first thing that happened today was, if you look at this next slide, that says Mary Magdalene and others. Well, first of all, the first thing that occurred was, go to the next slide. Yeah, that's the one I wanted to skip. Yeah. The first thing that started out this morning was a severe earthquake.
第一天，第一个复活节的早上，我们就看到大地震出来了。
Now, I'm just going to give you a narration. You can find all of these toward the end of all of the Gospels in Matthew 28, Mark 16, John 20. You can find all of this in there. But I'm just going to give you a brief narrative.
现在我只是简单的把当天那些时间表来讲出来。你们可以回到圣经里面去看，马太福音20-28章，约翰福音都有记载。
So after the crucifixion on this Sunday morning, an earthquake occurred.
当那天早上主耶稣被钉在十字架上之后，发生了严重的地震。
And the angel of the Lord appears there at that grave site and rolls away the tomb.
主的天使
rolls away the stone. Excuse me.
主的天使出现了，他把那个 把那个石头从坟墓门口滚开。
Just as a sidelight for a minute, in Israel at that time, they didn't, because of the soil, put you under the ground. They carved into the ground, they carved graves there.
在那时候的犹太人、以色列人，他们的坟墓是在地下，所以他们在上面是也可以把石头封。
And these graves would hold multiple bodies, so the stones could be rolled back and forth. These graves would hold multiple.
Because
the third thing that happens is after the earthquake and after the angel rolls away the stones, the guards, the Roman guards, these.Train killers, these guys that you see on TV, they're the toughest guys. They become afraid, and they become, the Bible says, as dead men.
当那个主耶稣复活以后，当天使把这个石头滚开以后，那些守坟墓的兵丁，你们知道他们那些兵丁都是很凶悍、很雄壮的人，可是他们那时候吓得像死人一样。
Now, if you think about it, the very fact that they were.Detailed or sent to guard a tomb. Now that is the silliest thing in the world. Why would you go over here to Pharaoh and guard the tombs?
所以我们讲到说，为什么他们这些人要去来？既然这个坟墓是死人的，为什么要有一个守卫来守卫这个坟墓？
And the picture in the Bible is like these Marines with their M16s and their flak jacket, and they're guarding the tomb.
所以你们先思想一下，如果说今天有一群陆战队的人，他穿着军服，拿了冲锋枪，在那边守一个死人的坟墓。
And so as soon as the stone is rolled away, they run to the authorities, and the authorities tell them, "You tell people that the disciples came and stole away the body."
所以当这个事情发生以后，天使把那个坟墓的石头滚开以后，这些守卫就跑去跟他们的长官讲。报告这件事情，长官就说：“那你们就要跟人家讲说，是因为这些门徒来这边来把这他的尸体偷走了，把坟墓打开。”
Now let's just talk about this for a minute.
让我们来谈谈这件事情。
I want you to think of the disciples on Friday night.
我要你们再想想看那个礼拜五晚上那些使徒的情形。
Do you think these men are going to overpower Roman soldiers?
你们难道觉得礼拜五那些那几个使徒今天可以？跟那个罗马的兵丁作对吗
？Peter had a Swiss Army knife.
彼得有一个瑞士刀。
And he cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
他把那个大祭司的一个仆人的耳朵切下来了。
Do you think he's going to attack Marines, guarding the tomb of Jesus?
所以你觉得他有这个能力来打跟这个陆战队的军丁打架吗？
Another disciple was caught by his garment, and they grabbed his garment, and he ran away naked. That's Mark. You think he's going to attack these soldiers?
So, 另外一个门徒，他的外衣被那个守兵拿到了，他就逃走了，是逃走了，身上衣服都没有。这是马可，难道他也会去跟那个军队打仗吗？打架。
So why would the public believe that these 11 men from Galilee, these fishermen, these non-fighters? Could overpower the most powerful fighting men in the world at that time.
如果你们觉得说当时的人会相信说这几个毫无能力的这些渔夫加利利来的渔夫他们能够胜过这些当时最有能力的罗马兵丁吗
All right, we must quickly go. Now the next thing that happens in the next slide is that Mary Magdalene and the others come early in the morning to anoint the body.With spices. Jesus had been buried so quickly, his body had not been properly prepared.
那天早上抹大拉的玛利亚，她带了香膏来，要再一次抹耶稣的身体。
And she comes and she's frightened because the body's gone, the soldiers are gone, she can't find Jesus, the stone is rolled away, and she's very frightened.
当他来到坟墓的时候，他非常害怕，因为发现门口的石头滚开了，一看主耶稣的尸体也不在了，兵丁也不在了，他真的是非常的害怕。
And the angel says, "Chill out, Mary. Just calm down."
所以那个天使这是出现跟他讲说，哦，安静下来，不要害怕。
And so she takes out of there with great joy to tell the disciples, "He's gone. He's not in the grave. He's risen."
所以他就非常兴奋地跑去要告诉门徒说，主耶稣的尸体已经不在了，他已经复活了，他已经不在了。
And then there's a foot race.
然后这时就有人在俩赛跑。
Mike Schum coaches track, and he would probably enjoy this foot race between the older Peter and the younger John.
所以我们中间Michael 他是这个教练，他是长跑教练，他一定很喜欢看这个，因为这个年轻的约翰跟那个年老的彼得在那边赛跑。
And John delights to say in his gospel, and John got there first. It's like hanging the blue ribbon. I won the race.
所以好像在两个比赛一样，约翰在他自己书信里面他说我先跑到了坟墓。
But we love Peter, don't we? I love him as a disciple because I think I'm so much like him in so many ways.
但是我们却我很喜欢彼得，因为我觉得我跟彼得很像。
John gets here and he's sort of looking in, and he's the contemplative type.
那约翰先到了，可是他非常谨慎小心，他就这样看一下。
And Peter never contemplated anything in his whole life.
可是彼得却从来不这样的小心行事。
And Peter just boom, he rushes right in, you know.
所以当彼得跑到坟墓的时候，他立刻就进到那个里面去了。
John's motto is ready, aim, fire.Peter's motto is fire, aim.
所以约翰他是很小心看清楚了，然后再开火。那彼得就是先开了火再讲。
So Mary arrives and she is all weeping. Also, these two disciples leave. Mary arrives and she's weeping.
所以当玛利亚的时候，她就在那边哭，她就在那边看他。
Now look for me for one moment at this perspective. She has yet to see the risen Jesus.
因为他们要看到耶稣的复活。
Can you imagine the person that you've given your entire life to these last 3 years? You've watched him raise the dead. You've watched him heal the lame. You watched him feed 5,000.
你可以想象说，他们这些人跟从主耶稣三年半，他们看到主耶稣使死人复活，使瘸子行走，使也用五饼二鱼来喂养了5,000多个人。
And imagine, he's dead and his body's gone.
所以我们可以看到说，这里说他死了，然后他的尸体却不见了。
You would weep, I would weep too. The fact that you couldn't even give honor to your friend.
所以这里玛利亚她在那边哭，因为她找不到耶稣的尸体，因为她实在觉得说她希望把那个香料再抹上去。
She sees the angel. The angel comforts her, and then she mistakes Jesus for the gardener.
因为他看到那个天使，然后他那天使来跟他讲话的时候，他却把这个天使当作是园丁。
And then she recognizes Jesus as her friend, as her savior, as her Lord, as the resurrected one.
但是他后来发现这是耶稣，他就发现耶稣是他这个朋友，他的朋友，他的救赎主，也许耶稣从死里复活了。
And while clinging to him, he says, I must go to my father. Stop clinging, I must go to my father.
他想要抓住耶稣的时候，耶稣跟他说，我必须先去父那里。可是他很想抓住他。
Now these are the events of the first Easter.
所以这是第一个复活节的一些进展的行。
And if you look at all the four Gospels together and you begin to analyze some of the verbs, you see something that's quite startling.
所以当你如果说去参看四福音的时候，你发现这些每一样事情好像有一些事情我们要来研究。
If you were to put a needle on it, it's the full range of emotions that occurs during this first 4 hours of Easter morning.
在这第一个复活节的早上，如果你仔细的看，你会发现里面充满了各样不同的情感。
The words are perplexed,
就有混乱
amazed,
有惊奇
disbelief,
有不相信
weeping,
有哭泣
every emotion that you can imagine happened in those first several hours.
在那起初的几个钟头里面，你真的看到每一样情绪都在那边激动。
And that's from the earthly perspective. From the heavenly perspective, Jesus is the calm, powerful one.
所以从我们人的角度来看，我们就是有这样子的多的感情。可是从天上来看，耶稣基督已经成了死里复活，得到能力。
And his message to Mary was, "Go tell the disciples that I'm alive."
所以，玛利亚第一个主耶稣告诉他第一句话，就叫他去跟门徒讲，说我活了，我复活了。
Now, where are the disciples?
那些门徒到哪去了呢？
Well, if there were bomb shelters in Jerusalem, that's where they were.
如果他们是在那边躲在那边的话，就在耶路撒冷里面。
If there were underground bunkers, that's where they were.
如果他们是在楼那个地底下的话，他们就在地底下。
If there were attics and basements that you could get to secretly, that's where they were.
如果说是你可以有个秘密通道到阁楼上去，他们也就在那里。
They were meeting in secret for fear of the Jews.
因为他们害怕犹太人，所以他们就是秘密的集会。
Just sit with me for 1 second in the room with these 11 disciples.
所以我们如果说跟这十一个使徒在一起的时候，我们看看他们怎么样。
And look around the room for a moment.
然后你看看这个房间。
One of you is not there, and he was a trusted natural leader, and you just heard the news, he committed suicide.
你可不可以想象中说有一个是他们都信任的，他结果现在他自杀去了。
Judas is gone.
因为是这就是犹大，出卖主的犹大。
Like Pastor King and I, he's going to take me to China. I'm very excited about going to your country.
金牧师要带我去中国，去你们的国家，我非常兴奋。
No, I trust him very, very much.
我非常相信他。
And I would give him my money to get exchanged. I'd give him my credit card to go to the ATM.
所以我要把我的钱叫他帮我换钱，我把我的信用卡给他，叫他换人民币。
I'd give him the code.
我也给他我的密码。
Right?
You want to tell us?
Well, now that's the kind of person Judas was. He was a trusted one, and yet he was the one. Not that Pastor King would do this, but he was the one that betrayed Jesus.
这在这里，那个犹大就是这个，我大家都相信的，每个人都给他这个东西。可是就像金牧师一样，可是他却
Can't you imagine them looking at around the room and saying, "Oh my, I never knew it. I never knew it." Then Peter, think of Peter, this strong natural leader.
所以我们在看的时候就不相信。我们也看到彼得，彼得是一个生来就是一个领袖的人物。
I just sort of see him in the corner, just his head.On his hands on his knees. I betrayed him. I denied him. I denied him 3 times.
我们就这时候可以看到彼得坐在屋子的一角，正抱着头，正在那边一直摇头，觉得说我自己，我三次不认主，我三次不认主。
Can you imagine the pain that the last words you spoke about your master was? I don't know him.
你能不能想象你最后 向人说的话是说我不认识我的我不认识这位我的主。
I know a couple of them were saying I think we can get back into the fishing business again.
所以中间有几个人门徒他们愿意要再回去开始要打鱼。
It's been 3.5 years of seminary, now let's go back to work.
三年半在鱼主的学习中他现在决定要回去打鱼了。
And Matthew was texting to see if he could get back in the tax collecting business.
所以马太他想我是不是可以再回去做税吏呢收钱。
Everybody was working on plan B.
因为每一个人都有另外一个不同的计划。
Remember these guys were thinking, Jesus, when you get to your kingdom, can I sit on your right? Can he sit on your left?
你们可不可以想象中当初这几个门徒有跟他讲说主耶稣当你国在临的时候我们可不可以坐在你的左边坐在你的右边。
At every moment during the whipping, at every moment during the scourgings, at every moment during the crucifixion, they were expecting Jesus to call down 10,000 angels.
那每一次当主耶稣受鞭打他被挂在十字架上的时候这些门徒真希望他能够使 天使天军下来 来做打这个战争。
But nothing happened.
但是神却没有这样做。
Except,
这是非常悲哀的。
Jesus came alive from the dead.
但是现在主耶稣从这边说主耶稣从死里复活了。
And that changed everything.
这个复活是所有的事情都改变了。
Everything.
每一样事情改变。
Let's look at the next slide for a second. Of the remaining 11 disciples, 10 of them were martyred for their faith. They were killed for what they believed about Jesus.
在十一个使徒里面有十个是为他们的信仰殉道是他们因为相信主耶稣他们被殉道
Thomas the doubter Peter the denier Matthew, the tax collector, all of them died for the name of Jesus.
每一个那个多疑的多多疑的多马主耶彼得，他们每一个都为主死掉。
The first meeting of the church, there were 120 people.
在第一个教会就是120个人。
At Pentecost, after the resurrection, about 50 days after the resurrection, 3,000 people came to know Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣殉道以后的第一个五旬节，有5000多个人信主。
And who did God use? He used one of those frightened, scared disciples.
因为神是怎么样用什么人呢？就是用这些害怕的门徒来为他传道。
You go to Africa today, they celebrate the resurrection. You go to Russia today, they celebrate the resurrection. You go to South America today, they celebrate the resurrection.
今天不论你到哪里，你到苏俄，你到非洲，你到南美洲，他们都在这边庆祝主耶稣的复活。
Throughout Asia, people today are celebrating the resurrection.
今天在亚洲也是一样，基督徒在那里庆祝主耶稣的复活。
And the power of the resurrection, now listen, people, is not just the history, it's not just the facts of what happened Sunday morning.
复活的大能不是只在历史里面有，也不是只在礼拜天有而已。
It's the fact that Jesus changes lives.
因为耶稣基督是改变我们生命的。
And that's what I want. We take your Bibles, please, and look at the first person who died for Jesus, and turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 12.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。我们看第一个为主殉道的使徒。
Now this is the first man who died for Jesus.
这是第一个为主殉道的。
The first disciple, Stephen died before this, but Stephen wasn't one of the disciples. We'll talk about that in a minute.
斯提凡是第一个为主殉道的，可是他并不是使徒之一。
It came about that time that Herod the king laid hands. If you're going to study the Bible, if you want to get serious about the Bible, you have to study the family of Herod.And you have to study the line of Jesus. These are two powerful groups to study.
如果你们需要想要知道主耶稣死的这些历史记载，你们一定要看希律王他的历史，还有主耶稣那时候的时间表。
This line of the half Jewish man and the line of faith of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督他的信仰的。
Now this is not the Herod that put Jesus, that tried to kill all the babies. This is another one. But about this time that Herod the king laid hands on some of those who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them.
所以那时候我们要真的是练那个希律王他的历史。我们可以看到这个希律王并不是当初杀那些婴孩的希律王。这个希律王是后来对基督教所有的二代。
And he had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword.
Johann.
It's like going out.
Johann, I have to find the Bible verse.
Acts 12, 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so 用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Can you imagine for a moment leaving the service?
如果你们想想看，你们离开了这个聚会。
And having policemen in their leather jackets waiting for us as we go to our cars.
如果说当你们走到车的时候，有一个警察穿的一个皮夹克在那边等着你。
I got stopped for a ticket once on the George Washington Bridge.
有一次我在过华盛顿桥的时候，有个警察叫我停下来，因为我违反了交通规则。
I was trying to go to church, and it was all crowded, and there was that lane by the curb that was wide open.
我想去教会，可是那个非常交通拥挤，所以旁边那个便道是空的，所以我就走过去。
And I was making really good time.
所以我觉得很空旷，我开得很快。
Until I got to the end, and there was a policeman in a leather jacket.
等到开到底端的时候，一个警察在那边等着我。
Now, you know, when you're caught red-handed, it's kind of a scary. Your heart just sort of jumps right up here, you know?
如果你现行犯被捕的时候，你心里面就是一直在那边就激动的跳。
And why are they wearing leather on a July afternoon? I'll never know.
我实在不了解七月的下午他们穿着皮夹克干什么。
And it wasn't such a good excuse to say, well, I'm going to church. I don't think he understood that.
所以如果我跟他们讲说我是要去教会，我想他们也不了解我，因为他们
But he represents power.
但是它是代表了权柄。
The power of the state.
就是它是州政府的权柄。
He didn't have a sword, he had a gun.
他没有刀，可是他有枪。
I didn't use it, thankfully, but.
感谢主，他没有用那个枪。
Can you imagine having that power of the state aligned against the church leaders and to come to take a leader and to run him through with a sword?
你们可不可以相信说这一个政府的权力他是反对教会的，他就用这个刀来行使他的权力。
For the simple fact that he followed Jesus, the resurrected Christ.
因为他唯一所做的就是因为他跟随这个从死里复活的主耶稣基督。
Now turn to Acts chapter 7.
让我们再来看《使徒行传》第七章。
Acts chapter 12 gives us the first disciple who died for Jesus. Acts chapter 7 gives us the first recorded person who died.
使徒行传十二章是记载了第一个为主寻道的使徒，第七章却是讲到第一个为信仰死的。
His name is Stephen.
他的名字叫斯提凡。
I'm going to read the conclusion of his sermon in verse 51.
我要来念他当初所做的见证，在第五十一。
Can you imagine this kind of a sermon where the preacher concludes, or I think really he's really in the middle of his sermon, and he calls, look at what he says in verse 51.
如果说你们可以想象，如果说一个牧者在那边传道的时候，他讲的这些话。
Imagine he's preaching to a Jewish audience now.
因为你们要记得他是跟犹太人讲话的。
He's just given the history of how all the prophets have prophesied about Jesus coming.
所以我们可以知道，在犹太教里面，他们讲到所有先知讲到所有弥赛亚要来的事。
And he says to them, "You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your heart, your ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did."
他说：“你们这硬着颈项、心和耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵。你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。”
Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?
他说：“哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢
？”They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become.
他说：“他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。
”Can you imagine Stephen going up to a bunch of Jewish people that have just crucified Jesus and say, "You're a murderer"?You're just like your fathers. You're stiff-necked.
你们可不可以想象，当犹太人刚刚才把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，这个斯提凡却有这样的胆量站起来跟他们说：“你们把这个人杀了，就像你们的祖宗一样。”
That is a changed, bold life that comes from resurrection power.
所以你们可以看到，这就是耶稣他复活大能改变生命的时候，他有大胆传讲神的福音。
And by the way, that power is available for me today.
因为那个生命改变的大能今天也在我身上。
I'm not sure Jesus will call you to speak in front of a hostile crowd, but I think he'll ask you to stand for Christ in the hallway of your high school.
我不知道神有没有叫你们去向一些不信主的地方传讲福音，但是我相信你们会有这个机会在学校的走廊里面碰到一些跟人传讲。
I'm not sure you'll ever be invited to the David Letterman show where you have to speak for Jesus Christ.
我从来不知道我们会不会被那个午夜谈话节目邀请，我们可不可以在那边传讲神的福音。
But you may be called to a Wall Street firm, and you may have to speak about truth and honesty.
也许你在公司里面，在那个华尔街公司做事，也许神就是要你在那边有诚实做事。
And the same resurrection power that gave Stephen the power to speak to a generation will give you power to speak in a hallway.
但是同样的复活大能，他能够使斯提凡在那个地方做那样的讲话。今天他也可以在我们身上，让我们做神的见证。
Or to a spreadsheet. A spreadsheet.
或者是做一个报表。
Because in this story, this book that I read about Lehman Brothers, apparently these men had lied and overvaluated their assets two or three times.
所以我们可以在我念这个书的时候，那个李曼兄弟就讲到说，他们曾经在那边在这个报表上做了很多说谎的事情，作假。
We don't need smarter people today.
我们今天不需要聪明人。
We don't need more educated people today.
我们不需要太多受教育的人。
Most of us are educated beyond our intelligence.
因为有很多人，我们受的教育是超过我们能力。
We need powerful people, power from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要从圣灵来的能力，从圣灵来的大能。
Now let's talk about my favorite one. This next one, Peter.
让我们再来看彼得。
Peter denied the Lord three times. He denied the Lord in front of a. Excuse me. I don't know if there are any little girls here, but he denied him in front of a little girl.
彼得不但三次不认主，还是在一个小小女孩面前三次不认主。
He did not deny the Lord when the searchlight was placed upon him and he was there in the lineup and said, "Are you a Christian?" He denied the Lord in secret.
他并不是在大众的面前来不认主，他反而是偷偷摸摸的。那个小女孩问他，他是不认主。
And in the core of his preaching there in Acts chapter 2, verses 25 to 27, the core of his preaching was this same Jesus whom you nailed to the cross, God has raised from the dead.
在使徒行传第四章的时候，他向着这个当初钉耶稣基督在十字架上同样的一批人，他向他们讲到说他们把主耶稣钉死。
Everything had changed for him.
因为每一样事情都能每一样事情都改变了。
Instead of Friday night warming himself and cursing that he didn't know Jesus Christ, he is now publicly proclaiming to more than 3,000 people that Jesus was the Son of God.
所以不再是那个礼拜五晚上在火堆旁边想取暖的那个软弱的彼得，而反而是在这里，他向3,000人传福音，传讲耶稣基督从死里复活的道。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你们是怎么样。
But I want to keep on growing.
但是我却愿意向前行。
I don't want to just be the same old person, and people look at me and say, "Oh yeah, that's the way he always acts."
所以我不想一直停留在这个目前的情形之下。我不希望人只说，哦，他一直都是这个样子的。
I would like you to come up to me someday and say, "Wow, David, I never saw that side of you before."
所以我希望有一天有一个人来跟我讲说，David, 我真的不相信你是这个样子的。
And then I would say, hopefully, that's the side that Jesus, the powerful resurrected Jesus, brings to my life.
我也希望那时候我能够说，这一个方面是耶稣复活的大能改变的我，使我显得。
We do not call you to come to a church. We do not call you to come to a denomination. We do not call you to come to a religion. We call you to Jesus, the resurrected one.
今天我们叫你们来，不是叫你们来到一个教会，来到一个宗派。我们叫你来是来到一个神面前，耶稣基督的面前。
What happened to Peter?
彼得怎么样了?
If you want to, there's a good website to go. It's called, just Google it, Fox's Book of Martyrs. You can download it as a PDF. It's a wonderful book that chronicles these people who died for the faith.
如果你们要想知道彼得怎么样，你们可以到网站，有一个网站，你可以问他，然后去 download 下载下来，可以看很多很多。
I agree. Whatever you said, I think it's right.
基督徒的见证。
Go to Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's a wonderful place.
Okay.
Now, under Emperor Nero,
在尼禄王的时候
，Peter was crucified upside down.
那彼得是倒钉十字架死的。
Some had said that Nero made him observe his wife die first.Peter's wife, yeah.
那尼禄王的时候，他要他看着他看着他死他把彼得的太太先钉死。
Jerome, one of the church fathers, said that he was crucified upside down, and he proclaimed Jesus while he was dying.
有一个历史基督教的历史家说，当彼得被死的时候，他是倒钉十字架，他那时候就是为了。承认主耶稣是主。
What about Matthew?
How about 马太
？Matthew, the next slide. Matthew was the tax collector.
马太是一个税吏。
As I was studying this, he was called a tax farmer. He had a contract with Rome to get as much money as he could. In other words, Rome might say, from this group, you look like a wealthy group. We need $100,000 a month from you all.
马太他是一个税吏，他跟那个罗马帝国他们有签了一些合同。如果从这一群人里面他要收多少钱，他就说好像。
And if I was Matthew, if I collected $150,000, I kept the $50,000.
所以如果我是马太的话，我收了10万块钱，如果我收了15万，那10万是给罗马政府，5万就是我的了。
So he was Jewish, but he was working for Rome, and he was collecting taxes.
所以虽然他是犹太人，可是他是为罗马帝国做事，然后他也是收钱的。
Not a popular guy.
是，他们都对犹太人都很讨厌他。
In all my years of ministry, I only knew one person that worked for the IRS.
在我一生里面，我只认得一个人，他是帮那个税务局做事的。
Tommy, I don't know where they go to church. They must not go to church very often. But Matthew, as a Jew, worked for the Romans. But then, guess where Matthew died?
马太是为罗马的政府做事的。可是你们知道他最后是在哪里死的吗
？He died in Ethiopia.
他是在非洲伊索比亚殉职。
Why would a Jew from Palestine be going all the way to Ethiopia?
所以我们想到，在巴勒斯坦的犹太人是怎么会到伊索比亚去呢
？Because Jesus had said, "All power has been given to me. Therefore, go into all the world." And from Palestine, he went to Ethiopia.
所以，因为主耶稣跟他们讲说，所有的权力都交给我了，现在你们要向全世界去传福音，所以他就到从加勒比
And through his changed life, through his changed life,
因为他生命的改变
he went and became a missionary.
他就到伊索比亚去成为一个宣教士
God changes lives through the resurrection.
神用他复活的大能来改变了马太的生命
Now there's another one that I want to talk to you about, and his name is John.
我们来再看看约翰
the disciple whom Jesus loved.
这是主耶稣最爱的
Now.We know that John wrote the Gospel of John, Revelation, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
我们知道约翰写了约翰福音、约翰一二三书，还有启示录。
He was at Ephesus, the town called Ephesus.
他在那个以弗所。
And then later on, he was exiled to Patmos.
然后他被放逐到拔摩海岛。
Tradition tells us that they tried to kill him by first putting him in a vat of oil, a boiling pot of oil.
但是在传统记录里面讲说，罗马皇帝想要把他放在一锅沸油里面烧死，烫死。
It says that he miraculously survived that.
但是他却奇迹般的在里面，在逃过了这个命运。
But he was banished and he died on an island.
但是他却到了被放逐到一个海岛上。
Because he knew the risen Christ and the power of the risen Christ.
因为他知道神复活的大能，他也知道神的复活。
Let's quickly we'll look at another one, John, James Alpheus.
我们来看腓勒亚勒腓的儿子雅各。
I'm sorry. A man who was thrown 100 feet down from the pinnacle of the temple, then beaten to death. He survived that, then beaten to death with a blacksmith's tool.
这个使徒他从1000多高尺的那个圣殿上毡上被摔下来，可是没有死。可是他们又后来用那个铁匠的工具把他打死。
Andrew，
安德烈。
Peter's brother，
他是彼得的兄弟。
A fisherman，
他是一个渔夫。
Is in Greece，
他在希腊。
How does he get to Greece from Palestine？
他怎么样从巴勒斯坦到希腊呢？
Because he obeys his resurrected commander, who gave a commission to the disciples, it said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel."
Because he 顺服了那复活的给他复活生命的主，叫他出外去传福音。
It would have been much easier to stay in Palestine to go back into the family fishing business.
Because 实在对他来说很容易就回到他自己家族事业在巴勒斯坦的捕鱼事业。
It'd been much easier to go up and down Galilee and hold seminars on the life of Jesus.
所以也很方便，如果他在加利利那边常常给一些训练的课程。
But the power of the resurrected Christ drove these men outside of their comfort zone.
但是耶稣基督复活的大能使这些人全部都离开了他们舒适的环境出去。
And drove them to death.
然后使他们出去以后，他们就在那里为神殉道。
Now, if you know anything in today's culture of St. Andrew's Cross, what a St. Andrew's Cross looks like, that was named because of the way Andrew died.
如果你们知道今天大家讲说是圣安德烈的十字架。那就是因为安德烈死在这个十字架上得名。
Can you imagine being flogged, being whipped?
你想不想象他能够被鞭打
？Then being tied to the cross.
然后被绑在十字架上。
and for 2 days preaching from the cross.
而他却能够在十字架上传道两天。
You know, sometimes when you hear people, I didn't go to church today, I didn't feel like it.
因为有些时候你们听到有人说，我今天不想去教会。
Or I didn't go today because it was raining.
因为今天下雨，我不太想去教会。
You know, these men, they were consistent and faithful to Christ whether they felt like it or not.
但是有些人，他们不论他们想或不想，他们却对神是这样的忠心。
Can you imagine Jesus saying, I'm just not having a good day. I don't think I'm going to get up. It's Friday, but I'm not going to get up.
你可不可以想象说，耶稣说，哎呀，我今天天气，我不想起来。
There's one of the things we know about these martyrs, and it's a phrase that's been used around the world. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
我们知道今天很多像这些殉道者是今天有人有讲说，因着殉道者的血，我们今天才有教会。
I want to go to one last one. There's several more. I have biographies of all of the disciples, but just one last one, and it's Paul.
我有很多这些关于这些使徒的每一样事迹，可是我现在要讲到保罗。
Resurrection power changes Paul's circumstances from a prison to a palace.
我们今天真是看到耶稣基督复活的大能改变了保罗从监狱里面到王宫里面。
Paul writes from prison a letter.
他在监狱里面写了信。
And he writes to the Philippians.
他写给腓立比人。
And if you look at Philippians chapter 3,
如果我们来看腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter
3第三章
verse 7
第七节
Paul says this, for whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
他说只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的
Moreover than that, I count all things to be at loss in viewOf the surpassing knowing of Jesus Christ my Lord.
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Paul is saying this. He's saying, "Listen, I've attained the highest ranks in my religion. I've been to the best schools. I've got the best grades. I came from the best family."
保罗在这边讲说，他当初他是在一个教会里面是很好的教会，他学到很好的学问，然后他的家庭又是非常好的成分。
But it doesn't matter.
但是现在与我都无益了。
I think it was 3 weeks ago we heard from a young lady from the Wyckoff Church downstairs, Christina.
我相信三个礼拜以前，我们听到那个Christine.
She gave a testimony that she had grown up.
Her name is Jean.
Jean. Okay. She gave a testimony that she had grown up in the Wyckoff Church.
她向我们做见证，她是在Wyckoff 教会成长的。
Gotten good grades.
她功课非常好。
Accepted and graduated from Cornell University.
她从康奈尔大学毕业。
She's the model Chinese student.
她是一个模范生，中国模范生。
Got a big job in marketing in New York City.
她在纽约市有一个很好在做股市的工作。
And her life fell apart.
但是她的生活却完全。
And she shared with your high schoolers and young people that she had come to the top of the ladder only to find the ladder was leaning against the wrong wall.
所以他说他上次跟这个高中生、初中生分享的时候，他说他当他爬到这个楼梯爬到顶的端的时候，他发现他这个楼梯向着不对的方向倾斜。
When she told her boss that she wanted to go to China,
当他向他老板说他要去大陆
，and be involved in discipleship ministries,
他要去做门徒训练。
Listen to what her boss said to her.
他老板却这样的对他说。
She said, I'll give you a double promotion and I'll give you a double raise if you stay here in New York.
他的老板跟他说，如果你肯留下来，我给你两个升级，给你两倍的薪水。
Most of us get raises of what, 4%? 8%.
一般的人他只拿4%或8%的加薪。
Some of us wait years for a promotion.
所以有些人等了一年也没有，也在那边等升级。
And the boss said, if you stay here, I'll double your salary, I'll give you a double promotion. And she said, no, I want to go to China.
所以当他的老板跟他说，你只要留下来，我就加你的薪，加倍的薪水，给你加倍的升级。可是他却说，不，不要，我必须要去中国。
That's the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ.
这就是神复活生命的大能。
He lets you see what's the really important stuff and what's not so important.
所以这个复活的大能能够让我们看到什么是生命中最重要的，什么是不重要的。
You know, somebody has written a book called Who Switched the Price Tags?
所以有人有一本书叫做谁把那个price tags，谁把那个生命的价钱改变了。
I just want you to pretend that tomorrow you're going to go into Nordstrom's.
我想你们假装一下，你明天你们要去Nordstrom。
And all of a sudden you see a fur coat.
突然间你看了一个毛皮大衣，对。
That's worth thousands of dollars.
这是几千块的东西。
And it's got a price tag on it of $1.99.
我突然间发现那个上面的价钱是1.99块。
And then you want to go and buy, I don't know if anything's cheap at Nordstrom's, but let's say you want to buy some shoelaces.
也许你想到那个，你原来想到那个Nordstrom去买一些便宜的东西，好像鞋带一样。
And the shoelaces cost $6,900.
然后鞋带却花了要花6000块钱。
And you know that somebody's created a little mischief.
所以这好像有些人在这边做了一些事情。
And you go to the watches and say, wow, I like watches, I want to get a watch.
所以你走到那个钟表部，你要想买个表。
$2.50.
哇，2.50。
Are you going shopping? Let's go tomorrow, right?
No,
but you know, that's what the devil has done with the price tags in life.
所以你们可以看到，这个魔鬼就在我们生命中做了这样子价格的改变。He
has said that how much money we make, that's very valuable.
他让我们看到说，好像我们能够赚多少钱，我们的生命才有价值。
The kind of car we drive, the kind of house we live in, then you really made it.
如果说我们有什么特别的车子开，或者是好的房子住，我们才真的在这世界上做成功了。The
number of letters after your name, then you've really made it. Degrees.
如果说你们在那个在你的名字后面有各样的title.
And Paul said, I had all this stuff, I had it all, and I realized that someone had switched the price tags, it wasn't worth anything.
但是保罗却在这边说，不管这个我生命中有多么的丰盛，这在神面前都不值得的。
And look what he says in verse 10.
那我们来看他第十节说什么。
He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
Paul said, that's what I really want to know. I want to know that power that was in Jesus, that changed Jesus. I want that power to change me.
保罗在这里说，他要认识更多认识耶稣基督的大能，也让那个大人来改变我自己。
Well, my brothers and sisters, I still have about 10 or 15 pages of notes, but we don't want to go that long, do we? I want to tell you one other story.
弟兄姐妹，我还有十几章要讲，可是我想我没有时间，就让我再讲最后一。
I want to tell you about one of the heroes of the faith that comes from China.
我今天要跟你们讲，从中国来的一个属灵伟人。
You see, resurrection power works not just in the first century, not just with Martin Luther in the 16th century, it works today.
耶稣复活的大能不但是改变在第一世纪改变的那个世纪的人，就是在或者是马丁路德16世纪的时候改变，在今天也照样行在我们中间。
And I was working on this sermon, I asked Pastor King about Watchman Nee, and he shared with me, and I did some further research about this great man from China.
当我要准备这个信息的时候，我跟金弟兄谈到尼托森弟兄，他也告诉我一些尼托兄弟兄的生平，然后我在网络上也查了一些他的生平。
Watchman Nee's dates are 1903 to 1972.
尼托森弟兄是从
1972.
1972年。
Yeah, okay. I agree with her. When the government changed, Watchman Nee was urged to flee mainland China.
大陆政权改变的时候，弟兄姐妹劝黎托生弟兄离开大陆。
Watchman Nee was responsible for planting 700 churches.
黎托生弟兄当时负责建立了700个教会。
Watchman Nee lived his life that he would live on a third of his salary.
他那时候生活真的是就在三分之一的薪水就可以养活他自己。
He would give away to churches and ministry the second third.
他把那个另外一个三分之一去来帮助教会，帮助其他的事工。
And he would use the third third to buy books.
然后他用另外的三分之一来买书。
Those were the priorities in his life.
这就是他生命中的优先秩序。
He was arrested by the communists in 1952, March of 1952.
当1952年3月他被共产党抓去。
Because of his faith in Jesus.
他被抓的理由就是因为他对主耶稣的信仰。
Make sure that whenever you are arrested or whenever anything bad happens to you, it's because of Jesus, not because of your politics, not because of you haven't paid your taxes, but it's because of Jesus.
我们千万要记得，如果我们被逮捕的话，一定是因为我们对向着耶稣的信仰，而不是因为我们欠税了或者是做这。
And for 15 years, he stayed in prison.
在15年，他被关在监牢里面。
During which time his wife was only allowed to visit him.
在这段时间里面，他太太是唯一可以探访他的人。
In his final letter that he wrote on the day of his death, he alluded to his joy in the Lord.
当他最后的一封信写在他死的时候，那天最后一天，他说他的所有的喜乐都是在主里面。
He said this, "In my sickness, I remain joyful at heart."
他说在我生病的时候。我心中还是充满了喜乐。
That is the power of the resurrected Christ in a man who can change a prison to a palace.
因此，这就是讲到神的生命，神复活的大能，能够使一个人他的虽然是在监狱中，可是他却好像活在宫殿里面一样。
That's not following your parents' religion. That's not following a cultural religion. That's not following the church. That's a relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以当我们来教会的时候，我们是不是跟着我们父母，不是跟着我们的传统，我们来是要跟神发生关系。
And I'm going to read to you a quote.
我现在来念一段。
He died in confinement on his cell on May the 30th, 1972.
他1972年5月30号他死在监狱里面。
After his death, his niece came to collect his few possessions.
当他死了以后，他的子女来收藏他的东西。
And she was given a scrap of paper that a guard had found by his bed.
那他的子女守卫的一个卫兵，他就把他在他尼托森床上发现的一张纸给了他的子女。
And what was written on that paper is his last will and testament.
所以。写在这个纸上的是他最后的一个遗嘱一样。
The last words that he wrote were on a scrap of paper and said this.
这片纸片上他写的是这样子。
Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of sinners.
主耶稣是神的儿子，他为我们罪人赎罪而死。
And was resurrected after 3 days.
三天后他复活。
This is the greatest truth in the universe.
这是在宇宙中最重要的一个真理。
And he said, "I die because of this belief."
我死乃是因为我相信主耶稣基督。
What are you living for?
所以你是为什么而活？
What are you dying for?
你为什么而死？
Is what you're living for worth dying for?
你活着的你愿意活着的东西是值得你去死的吗？
What are the clues around your house?
所以在你房在家里面，你有些什么东西，你可以觉得你可以活的。
That would let us know that you're a Christian.
让人知道说，你是基督徒。
What scraps of paper would people produce at your funeral?
当你死的时候，人是怎么样来看到你的死
？That would give testimony that you have followed the resurrected Christ. My brothers,
让人知道说你是遵守耶稣基督的命令。
I'm so committed that Jesus can change lives today in 2010, high school hallways.
我真的相信神复活的大能能够在今天2010年还改变我们的生命。
Computer programmers' offices.
电脑程序员。
Businesses, homes, kitchens.
或者是我们的在家在做厨房的在工作场合的。
The power has not run out of the resurrection.
因为我们复活的大能永远不会消失。
Amen. Father God, we do thank you that you are powerful and alive today for us today, not in destructive power.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你复活的大能，主啊，不是毁灭的大能，你今天还在我们中间做运行。
But transforming power, you can change us.
因为你的大能是能够改变我们生命的大能。
From people who are afraid of other people to strong people.
如果人害怕那些勇士。
From doubters to proclaimers.
是我们有把那个多疑的变成相信的。
From tax collectors to missionaries.
从那些税吏改成他们成为一个宣教士。
You've done it in the first century, you've done it in the 20th century, and you will do it in the 21st century.
主耶稣，你在第一世纪如此行，你二十世纪那样行，你今天在二十一世纪还照样行。
And you are doing it in this church.
希望你在这个教会里面行这样大事。
And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.